I'm Frank Renton, and this is my new and completely free podcast at frankrentononbrass.com that looks back at the music and performances that have influenced and or delighted me over the 70 years that I've been involved in the world of professional music making. I've been lucky enough to work with some great musicians and ensembles as both a player and conductor, and interview some lovely people, all with a great story to tell about themselves and music, and even luckier to be still doing it. It must have been in the 1970s that I first heard the recordings by Billy May's Big Fat Brass, but they've stayed with me ever since. I've never found them boring. They come up fresh every time I hear them, and the sheer perfection of every aspect of the playing and the writing has never failed to both impress and delight me. Billy May's Big Fat Brass play the Continental. I just love the way that Billy May contrasts the smooth broadness of the French horns with the drive and bite of the trumpets. And how about that leader of the trumpet section? Then the smooth and quite delicate tuba playing in juxtaposition with the incisiveness of the trumpets and trombones, biting off every note. Before it returns to where we started, with muted trumpets and tuned percussion. Over the years, I've heard several performances where someone has got hold of a set of parts from America, then put a band of brass players together to play the Big Fat Brass arrangements. But I've always, and I mean always, found those performances disappointing. How I wish that I could have just once played in that ensemble. But I was never in that league, so I would have settled for just being a fly on the wall of the studio. So here's music that I love, and which has been one of the beacons for my own work as a conductor. The knowledge that if you work hard enough and never accept second best, then anything is possible. Billy May's Big Fat Brass play the Continental. Thank you. Billy May's Big Fat Brass. I did tell you it was good. Next week, the first major work for brass band that really impressed me and that I've never ceased to love. And you'll have to wait to find out what that one is. After the break, it's time for my track of the week to start off the new year.
Frank Renton on Brass is the place that Frank shares his love of music with experts, players, aficionados, but perhaps most of all, people who don't know much about brass but just love the sound they make. As well as this new free-to-access Frank Renton on Brass podcast, we also have a subscription podcast platform. Why not visit frankrentononbrass.com for all the information about our podcasts and to sign up to join us and to have full access to them. This free weekly podcast features a track of the week taken from Frank's longer subscription music podcast, which you'll find at frankrentononbrass.com. And here is Frank to tell you about this week's choice.
My track of the week, every week, is taken from my longer subscription-based podcast. You can find for less than the cost of a cup of coffee a week on my website at www.frankrentononbrass.com. We've over 100 hours of podcasts there, of interviews, opinion pieces, and weekly full-length music podcasts. You can sign up with even greater savings on a six-month or annual subscription, and you get full access to all the latest podcasts, but also unlimited access to listen to the whole back catalogue, hours of musical fun. So to my track of the week, played by one of my favourite brass bands, the Eikanger Bjørsvik Band from near Bergen in Norway. For a start, they're a great band with a tremendous quality about them, and they're adventurous too. For over 20 years now, they've had a team of three fine musicians who've played or conducted the band and produced some great music for them. Current music director Ray Gillier, cornet player Svein Henry Giske, and the ex-soprano cornet of the band Frode Rydland. And it was Frode who in 2001 wrote much of their winning performance for the Swedish Championship of that year, a suite in seven movements titled Balkan Moods. From it, here are Red Morning and Buchimus, my first track of the week for 2023.
Thank you.
Music from one of my favourite bands, Eikanger Bjørsvik from Norway. So now, wherever you get your podcasts from, join me, Frank Renton, for the next podcast in a week's time for more great brass music.